High tendency.
Stay tuned for Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy on ParatalkRadio.com, a member of the WLFE digital broadcast family.
Holy cow, that was so loud. It was scaring me.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
Hi, Cindy, can you guys hear me?
Hi, Maria, we can hear you now.
No, this is Tammy Petty.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, it's Tammy.
This is Tammy Petty. I'm doing the history.
You can't keep rid of that.
So I could tell you all the properties that are going to be represented this year. Or how come Maria couldn't get through?
We don't know.
Yeah, we would like to know that question.
I mean, but I could tell you all about it if you want to know.
Give us a minute, okay? Because we still have
okay.
One
do you
second.
Want me to hang up to so she
no,
can
just
get
hold on.
Through?
No,
okay.
Just hold on.
Yeah. But at least we can hear it ringing now.
Hello there. This is Maria.
Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Yes.
Yes, it was definitely Blog Talk problem then.
Oh, Jesus.
Yay.
Yeah.
I am right. So sorry for all the trouble. Oh, my goodness.
It's not you. It's
okay,
it's just 40.
It
sure. It's just 45
okay,
minutes.
So would you like me to hang up then? Should I hang up? Because you have Maria now.
No, Tammy has been so wonderful. Girl, you kept the show going. Thank you
well,
so much.
I don't think they could read. I don't think they could read what was going on. I think
it was
delayed for them. But yeah, I was posting I was putting all the properties
on. You were. She was putting all the properties on. And when you put up the Gunter Hotel, this is, I didn't know the Gunter Hotel was haunted. I said, well, stay tuned. Come to the World Largest Ghost Hunt. You'll find out,
yes.
You know?
Awesome.
Yay. Yes, yes.
So, okay, good. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up, and I'll listen to the radio. Have a good show, Maria.
Tammy is my historian. Thank you for all your work.
Oh, I love it.
I'm looking through. I can see now because Teddy had to use the mouse because I couldn't use it because our monitors are linked, really. So I have – this one sounds super awesome. I want to go to New Orleans. Well, you know, I got the – invite to go to New Orleans if I wanted to. Haunted Museum, Bloody Mary's in New Orleans.
Yeah, Bloody Mary, yes, yes. She's back. She's back for a second year. So, yeah, we have such incredible, incredible properties this year, as we do every year. And every year it's a little different. And that's what makes us special. So, yeah.
So, okay, why don't you go ahead and tell us.
Well,
go ahead. Teddy, go. You go.
All right. Well,
Teddy, go.
Yeah, Teddy went. Teddy was PO'd for a while.
Teddy sure would.
Yeah, and just it gets overwhelming for me.
And he gets
points.
Frustrated because he doesn't like – he gets frustrated with me.
Well, I get frustrated.
Hi,
as
like
long as he doesn't get violent. As long as he doesn't get violent, we're fine, right?
You're not a violent person.
I love echoing.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not.
I get frustrated because I've been here for an hour prior getting all this set up, and then when things don't happen, it pretty much sucks, you know? So
remember when we were talking about you were going to put me on the corner? Heather said, which corner?
Oh, nice. Nice. So now that we're back and we've had to jump through hoops to make this happen, Maria, you and I have been, you are just marvelous. First off, you're one of those people that I just adore.
Yeah.
Like you said to me, she said to me one day on Messenger, she's like, I adore you. And I'm like, yeah, I love you too.
Aww.
And,
I adore you, love.
Yeah. Work so hard, and this is like around the clock thing for her. It's not just like, oh, every 3 months you can put something together. This takes more than just her. It takes a whole complete staff and of people all over the world to get involved to make this happen every year. And I think because we've talked about this before, but where did you get the idea? Well, let's kind of, for the people that don't know at home that are watching, where did you get the idea to do this, Maria?
Well, thank you for that's a great question, because there are folks that never even heard of it, and they must have been right. living in some kind of cave, but that's okay. with your horn and my horn together, they must be living in a non-internet based cave. But back in around 2016, well, let's go back even further, 2015, my husband and I operated a very haunted inn. It's called the Seven Sisters Inn in Ocala, Florida. And it was truly a spectacular phantom spectral gem. It was every day we had very solid evidence of their presence. But we found it really hard to tell the entire world of our haunted experience without offending others and those that didn't care about or were scared of the ghost and just wanted to come over to a beautiful historical inn. So we found that we needed to get something that was very solidly based for telling folks about, you know, all these gorgeous and wonderful properties that are haunted so they can support them and their historical preservation needs, because the Hilton doesn't need preservation funds. All the inns and old bed and breakfasts out there do, and they don't have big enough horns like Hilton. So we created Haunted Journeys, and back in 2016, which is basically Haunted Journeys is a catalog of everything haunted. It's anywhere from the inns to ghost tours, events, haunted sites, haunted penitentiaries, and it's just a whole catalog of anything you want to know about the haunted and, you know, we're afraid to ask. So in 2016, we just said, what can we do in order to sound off that we started this new project, this new business? And I said, well, let's do something on National Ghost Hunting Day. And come to think, there was no such thing as National Ghost. I was horrified, absolutely horrified, that there wasn't a day to celebrate all of us on a national level. So at that point, we went ahead and applied for it. Now, these folks get about 100 submissions a day. So there was a very, very unlikely, especially, and then you know how people are about the haunted, you know. Ooh. Anyway, so I said, it's probably not going to be real likely that we get accepted, but let's try it. And we got accepted. Not only did we get accepted, they got so, so thrilled about our category. They said, it's about time someone did this with us, you know. So then the second challenge is, what do we do with this day to make it, like, really pop, you know? And that's where we started, thought about doing the world's largest ghost hunt. And this started all in the beginning of July of 2016. And this was executed on October 1st. So like 3 months later, this thing took off. And right. we were at Scarefest. And I have to always give my kudos to Patty Starr, because she's the one that gave me the energy and the megaphone to talk about right. the world's largest ghost hunt on during Scarefest. And so that was 2016, 70 teams, you know, 5 countries. Year 2, we had 90 teams, and I think 10 countries. And last year, we had a mega one, 150 teams in 13 countries. Mm-hmm. Yep. But every year, we do things a little bit better. And this yeah. year, what I want to do, the focus of 2019, I got to think about what year we're in. The focus of 2019 is to really, really concentrate on these properties and put them on landmark status. Since then, we started, we went from alpha to beta on Haunted Journeys. It's taken off so well. And I said, we've got the voice to bring these guys into the world of the internet. There are properties in there that people have never heard of, like the Williams Peter Mansion in Michigan. No one's heard right. of this place. It's six rooms in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, and this place is electric. No one has seen it on TV. No one has written about it anywhere. We brought it to life last year. They called me. I still remember that phone call back in 2018. when she was crying on the phone saying, "You've never had such a response from the public about being, you know, about coming and investigating with us." Finally,
right.
It has hit the world, and we were that platform. And I'm not suggesting we're the biggest voice out there. No, media is going to always be Destination America, Travel Channel, A&E, whoever. They've got the voice. But you know
right.
what? Ours is grassroots, and that's what really makes it extraordinary. You don't have to, with the world's largest ghost hunt, you don't have to audition. It's not about it's not about being on TV or anything like that. It's about being recognized as a beautiful
right.
historical property that has spirits that want to tell the history. That's
right.
it. That's the bottom line. And it's going to be this year. We're only accepting it because my doctor warned me that if I did over 100, I would die. So we're only going up to 100 locations, but we are powerhousing them with amazing platforms so that they can be recognized. And the effects that are coming out of it is that these things are getting sold out everywhere. And
nice.
We're
That's
so,
fantastic.
So happy. You know,
right.
it really is. And, you know, and I'm not trying to say, we're not, you know, our industry is not, I don't want to say this to be offensive, and that's not my intent. We're not marketing polished enough. And you have these little places like the one I just mentioned that they don't know how to put an event on Facebook.
Right.
They don't know. They're so limited. They're so busy running their properties. They don't have time to go out there and do that. And we're hoping that we can bridge them to the next generation of digital marketing, and we've done that, I think, this year. So I'm really excited and very hopeful for this year.
Yeah, you know where we are with us. We love it. I mean, we support you 110% every
you.
Year. And
I wish we could go to some of the places you put up here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot
My
of
God.
Places.
You've got a bunch of them around you. You've got a bunch in the Northeast, and you know,
yeah.
I feel Tammy, my poor Tammy in California, she's a lone ranger out there. She's trying to seduce Californians to be a little bit more ghost friendly.
Well, I thought
but
you
it's
had a huge amount
sorry?
Of Australian locations this year.
They are on fire. Well, okay, now, and I love my Aussies. I love my Aussies. In fact, one day I said, you know, I don't care if I have to be coming, you know, going to Australia in a wheelchair, but I will be doing one of the command centers in Australia one year because they deserve it. These guys are amazing. They love their haunts over there, but they do it in such respectful way. It's not about media there. It's about the history, and that's what makes them amazing. So yeah. Now I do have a big surprise, and hopefully I will not, you know, jinx it. But we've got a fella up in Canada. He's ready to bring a whole town of 12 buildings in a single town
awesome.
In Canada.
Yeah,
and
that
that's
going to
be hitting. That would just bounce Canada. That would beat Canada over Australia. So I hope the Australians have to not bring me another six so they can tie.
I'm going to ask you about that because Bradley's in here talking about how Canadian Expedition Frontier.
Yes. Is he on there? Good for
yes.
him. He never meets a moment.
yeah, how they're going to be doing a whole town, and so they have several locations.
Town.
It's crazy. Town.
Yes.
And that you have
yes.
Philippines in on it. But so what we want to know is actually Tammy said, oh yeah, Canadian Paranormal Expedition has a haunted town. We're doing multiple buildings. But Tammy
yes.
asked a question.
Thank you, Brad.
Tammy asked, is it true that some of the Tennessee Wraith Chasers will be participating this year?
Yes, it's true. This is the first time it's ever happened. I know. Now they're bringing in the big guns. So, yes, I have to give kudos to, oh, my God, this is so amazing that the Haldeman is bringing Christmas. Do you know about the Haldeman Mansion?
Yes, yep. We've been mm-hmm. there. The Haldeman Mansion is fantastic. This is the last year of all the last year of normal for the Haldeman. If anybody can get to the Haldeman, go see the Haldeman. It is amazing. It is damn haunted. Especially what was it? Summer Kitchen. And I do not roll well together. Thank God I had my hero John with me. Invisible John was amazing.
Wow. Well, yeah. So the Haldeman is going to bring in, we're splitting up at TWC, so we're a little bit, we're separating families. Let's go on record and say we are separating families. with Christmas being in Haldeman, and then, I don't know if you've heard about this, and this one is a pretty nifty one. This is all the way in beautiful Crown Point Jail in Crown Point, Indiana. There's going to be a lockdown, and it's going to have Doogie there. That is and Rick Wade. And Rick Wade has been one of my he's been phenomenal, and also someone I respect so much because he does a lot of remote EVPs. So he goes around to help people get noticed in these properties as well through his remote EVPs. So he's going to be joining up with Doogie at the lockdown, which is part of the supernatural investigative crew, and they know how to create buzz. That place is going to be on fire. So and then the other another place that it's in Virginia, and I'm bringing it up as we speak. It's up in with Brian Cano. It's gonna have Isabel. Oh, help me! You guys have tapped into my anemic brain. Here, hold on. It's in St. George, Virginia, the Bell Plantation. And they're going to be having, Brian Cano's going to be there. And yes. And Adam and Amy from the Kindred will be there as well. And I think Mary Jane from Europe, from England, is coming as well. So she'll be there. So they have they're creating an incredible event at the Bell Plantation.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do too. That was Amy and Adam from Kindred Spirits, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
I like that show so much.
I know. So yes, it's getting a lot of salutations from from everywhere with the celebrities this year, but we can't forget that the ultimate celebrities are the teams that make this happen. And, they're the ones. And the point is, I'm so happy and thrilled that, the paranormal celebrities are joining up on some of these, and the folks that really feel like this is it's a good mixture to put in. And it creates a very unified spirit, no pun intended, with all the teams and the celebrities and the locations, and it's creating a vibrancy that's not ever been seen before. So we're very excited. We're lowballing the command center this year. We're not going to have a big command center like we did last year, because I think it led to a little bit of distraction from the teams. So we've done something that is we partner with a company called Get Local, and it's GETVOKL, getvocal.com. If somebody could put it on the comments, I would appreciate that. And what Get Local is, it's not like the set up we used last year. This one is you create your own channel. So all the teams are going to create their own channel, and they have created a category of supernatural. So the beautiful thing about this is once they go live on Get Vocal, it streams directly into their Facebook, into their YouTube, and also for the Twitter video component. I forgot what it's called now.
Right.
But all three at the very same time. So essentially they're going to be on four platforms. And so when folks go to Get Vocal on September 28th, they will see a list of all the different teams around the world that have created a channel and are doing the live broadcast. And they can select from that in, under that one category of hashtag largest ghost hunt. That is spectacular. That is putting the focus on every one of them becoming a limelight.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
instead
cool.
of having to back up into us, they're doing their own thing. And then, of course, we're going to have on the command center behind the forces, I'm going to have my wonderful territory managers. And they are so patient with Maria right now because I'm trying to get these all organized for them. But they're going to be pushing out their live streams. So that is what the command center is should be about, is pushing them. So, yeah. So Get Vocal, when you go in there, you'll see the live broadcasts that are currently happening, and then you'll see the ones that are falling in. Because this year, we're not doing a gunshot start like we did the first 3 years. This is different. I've invited anyone to come in or get their event or their investigation started anywhere from 12 noon Eastern time to 12 midnight Eastern time. So there is a window of 12 hours. And why we did that is because we wanted to try to be congenial to the international market.
Right.
We're very close to getting the first time, for the first time, the state of Alaska. The Alaskan Hotel will be joining us as well. And they're from Juneau. And they're like 6 hours behind us. So when it's, they're probably going to go live around noon, which is around 12, which is about 6 o'clock our time. So it gives you a little bit of a feeling of how the world goes around in that sphere. What I found out, this is crazy true. Spirits don't have watches. They don't know when this gunshot start happens. They start getting excited weeks before this thing happens because of all the talk, all the anticipation, all the vibrancy that's created, all the energy that's going on. Like tonight, they're listening to our voices. And they say, you know, there's a big thing going to happen in a few weeks, but we don't know when. But when it does, we'll be there. And so yeah, from my experience with the world's largest ghost hunt, they don't wait until 10 o'clock Eastern time to turn on the energy. They actually, we had a magnificent apparition caught on a picture from England, and that happened at 2 o'clock Eastern time last year. So, again,
wow.
They don't wait. It happens whenever they seek them, but with the energy, it brings it up to a new frequency, which is what the collective consciousness does. So that's amazing.
I got a question, Maria.
Tell me. Yeah.
Now that you're doing that from 12 to 12, isn't that longer for you guys to be at the command center though, more or less? You guys are going to have to be there for the 12 hours.
We're going to take shifts. We're going to take shifts. So when I, you know, Ted, before you start creating a union for these territory managers, I'm just kidding. Advocacy union. What we're doing, because the territory managers are assigned by territory. So there's
right.
the international person, and then there's the Pacific West, you know, person, and then there's the East and then the Midwest. So they sort of get cuddled into their area where they're in sort of the same time zone. We'll figure it out, but nevertheless, I got a feeling we're not going to be so excited. We'll be there for the whole 12 hours, you know. And, of course, we will allow bathroom breaks. No worries, Ted. So before you get the ball rolling.
You better, or you better hand out adult diapers, one of the two.
Yes.
Are we going to get everything involved? It depends.
It depends. That's good. Put a bit of room.
We will all be poised and ready.
There you go.
And with our legs crossed. Yes.
So I now we're discussing, you know, all the locations and the amount of people that are involved and some of the bigger names involved, like the big guns, as you said. It's spreading. I mean, you see it every year. It just get more attention.
But they had 150 last year.
Right,
she cut it down to
100. But I think what I'm getting at is like the exposure is what's happening. There are a lot more people involved.
From the
small little radio shows to the TV programs to
everything
on the internet, social media. It's blowing up. I mean, in 10 years, Maria, where do you think you're going to be with this?
Right.
Well, hopefully in Australia in the wheelchair, but I don't know. I don't know. I hope that it finds a good spot in the world of history, and it's giving the paranormal supernatural industry a lift outside of the media, which I think is what I feel is important here.
Sorry to interrupt, but we talk about on a regular basis para-unity and stuff like that. And this is one of those things that you're bringing not just towns in America together or locations, you're bringing international locations as well. Show that that para-unity can exist. Even if it's one day, it exists, you know. So
it actually has a lasting effect because friendships are created. There's a really great example that I can offer now of something that's happened that's really magnificent. I have a friend, Jen Jacobs, out of Indiana, and she's doing the second annual paranormal conference for women. This year is going to be in Moundsville, West Virginia. Fantastic setting for that. You know, women in prison. That's on June of 2020. And so what happened was I have developed all these friendships, and they all develop friendships among each other. There's about 10 Aussies coming over to the women's conference in June of next year, all because they met each other through the World's Largest Ghost Head. Mm-hmm. So it is a good thing. We're creating friendships and kinship that are very strong, that go beyond September. There's no doubt.
That sounds like an amazing conference, though. I would love
an
to go to that. All-women's paranormal conference.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Jen Jacobs is listening to this radio show, but this is a good time to plug it, Jen. I got to let you know that one thing that we did do this is a little bit of a proprietary push on my end, that I also wanted to see how we can do to help push out these events. And we created thriller.events specifically because of the World's Largest Ghost Hunt. But I did it right after last year because I wanted to build up the stamina with that. And gosh, you know, it's gone berserk, which is great. And again, it's about para-unity supporting each other. And it absolutely baffles me. I you know, we don't make a lot of money with that, but what we do get is a lot of success for these events, because people are going to thriller events now because they know they don't have to. Eventbrite doesn't even, oh God, are we gonna get sued from this? But Eventbrite doesn't even give you a category for the paranormal supernatural. They don't. We are an other. And then when we go to Facebook, I find that offensive. I really do.
Facebook is the same way with a certain category. You cannot find paranormal.
We are an other. We should just go ahead, forget about the paranormal industry, forget about the suit. Let's call ourselves the other.
The others.
We are the others.
Your energy for this and your love for this is amazing.
It is amazing.
You're always like this.
Not only for this, but also for the women's conference. You have such passion.
Yeah, well, she's been like, since I've known her, she's had this energy about her where she supports and just, she does. She pushes everybody being involved, and she's kind of like Mama Paranormal.
Mama Paranormal.
Oh, there you go.
That's you.
Mama Paranormal. Or Mama Other.
Mama Other.
Tim, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for helping us out in the chat. While we were trying to,
we are out of time. I'm so sorry for the loss of 45 minutes. Oh, I feel horrible.
No. Tammy actually has to go make dinner. It's 6 o'clock there. Tammy, please make me some dinner too. I'm hungry.
She's in California.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just wanted to again thank her
for her
great support on the chat while we were unable to get you earlier.
Yeah.
So. Great job, Tim. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, we still have over 45 minutes to go here.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Best news of all night. Thank you. And you know, the volunteers that we have, they come back every year for, you know, more and more. And this year was a little, and I need to send out my public apologies out there for those that have been so patient and waiting for this to come together, because this year we had a little bit of a lag. And we were approached early in the year that we might, and I think I spoke to you about this privately, Ted, that we may be doing one of the broadcast channels was going to do a 4-hour special on the world's largest ghost hunt. And we were in talks from January until May. And then in May, the producers decided to let's see what the technologists, you know, the people that do all the technology for this channel, the major channel, which will go unnamed, and they decided that they didn't know how to do this. They had no idea how to put this on a single platform and make the live streams happen around the world. And it was a disappointment, because it was that factor did not come into any kind of discussion before. I mean, we did tell them it's not an easy thing to do, but certainly with a big media communications group, this should be a good challenge and a very successful one. But so we lost some time. So I wasn't able to get a lot of this work put out until the beginning of June. So, and then at the same time, we had a brand new website. So I had to build a website. I had to do all this. I had to do that. The bottom line is it's all coming together now, and it's wonderful and beautiful. And every one of those properties are basically going to be showcased.
Well, you know what they say, Maria, that things happen for a reason. So maybe it was supposed to be this way.
Yes. Yes. And I'm really, really happy that, sometimes you get some disappointments, because that certainly was a disappointment. You're talking to someone for 4 months, you know, it's with weekly phone calls, no less. But it is what it is. And now we move forward. And it was a big lesson that we don't rely on the commercial media outlets for success. We rely upon ourselves and the grassroots efforts. There's nothing in comparison to
right.
the power of the grassroots.
That's right. They've actually proven that grassroots efforts are always much better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I want you know how I feel about this. We support this 100% all the time, and we're always here.
I want to go to some of the ones down in the South, though.
September 28th is when it starts.
Yes.
And we want to give these teams the opportunity to put some of their evidence together, take their time, get some sleep. Because like last year, we actually did it live while it was happening.
Yes, we did.
And so what we have decided, and actually, Maria, you and I discussed it, what we're going to do is we're mm-hmm. going to wait, let these teams get their evidence together, and then they're able to get a hold of us. And we're actually planning a date.
Mm-hmm.
That they will be able to come on with us and actually discuss everything that happened that night.
I think that's a spectacular idea, Ted.
Right, right. So we're looking at October, so it's going to give them a month to get everything put together, to, you know, get all rested up and to come back to us and say, this is what happened that night and, this is what we found. So, we will be watching, of course, as many locations as we can.
Yeah.
The night that it's actually happening, but October 28th. So it's exactly a month.
Oh, really? Okay.
So October 28th is going to be
in time for Halloween. What a treat!
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes. October 28th.
Brilliant.
Will be, yes. So October 28th will be the date. So Maria, you can share that with all your peeps there, that October 28th,
I will.
We will be posting it. I will make sure that you get the information as well so that these teams can call us directly and then come on and talk about their experience, because we really want to continue our support with all these locations as well as with you. So that invitation, Maria, also goes to you and your other peeps that want to join us that night.
Yes.
Yes, I definitely will. I'll make sure to be there for that as well.
Yeah,
and I will push it, especially the ones that are, and I think this year is going to be a different level of dedication. Sometimes the evidence, they stopped on September 28th, a lot of these teams, and sort of just fizzled out, waiting for the next. For the next year. And so it's really hard. And I think there's no secret to this in our industry for a lot of these teams to share their evidence, whether they think it's proprietary or they want to just, hey, is that the truth or what? But anyway, it is. And the thing is that the evidence doesn't belong to them. The evidence belongs to spirit. That's how I feel in the location. Regardless, I think this year, because we're have a much more intense look at the properties and what's all about as opposed to the fanfare, I think you're going to get better response. And this will absolutely, your idea is going to bring them another incentive to collect
right.
that evidence. And I think that's brilliant. And I thank you for that.
I think that it's one of the, I know we're not a huge radio station, but we are all over
right.
the world. We are, I think we're able to bring these teams up and give them a space to say, this
yeah.
is, we enjoyed doing this. We want to do it again next year. This is what happened at our location.
Right.
And it's just, it just helps show the pair unity as well. And we're giving them an outlet
yeah.
that they didn't have before.
Right.
And that's,
yes, absolutely.
That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've been working with you, is because I truly believe in this. And I truly also believe that, we have to reach out to each other. We need to help each other with this stuff. It's not on one person, and it's not, everybody has to share. We have to tell our stories. We have to, that's all there is to it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yes. So yes. I'm thrilled about that. And it's on the calendar for October 28th, World's Largest Ghost Hunt Results. That's what we're going to call it. And
that's exciting.
I love it.
Bring whatever team that wants to come on. So if there's teams listening, make sure you jot that down. We will have you. Actually, we'll put out an email to contact us through, I think, is the best way, and then we can plan from there.
And you know what we could do also, which is really a fantastic idea, that when we tell our teams to join in, whether they want to tell their story or not, but even if they just come to the queue and put the URL to their investigation on YouTube. They may not want to come on the air for whatever reason. I don't see why they wouldn't. But if they didn't, they can post on there like the links to their actual to the actual hunt for that night.
I
think that's very powerful for them as well. So they'll have a good incentive.
With the chat itself, they can come on, they can say, hey, this is blah, 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 this was our location, mm-hmm. this is what we got.
Mm-hmm.
So if they did want to be on the radio, they can at least post it on the chat room as well.
Yeah, because, and we could actually,
read it for them and, make
and
the statement.
And we bring it up and we do it for them. They don't have to come online.
Right, so.
Right. Yes.
No, I've
what
heard.
What a great idea. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, not a problem. I've heard there's some other people involved as well this year. We know that Ernie and Dave from Paranormal Inc. is involved. We also know that I'm not sure which location, but Chris Sanders is involved in a location, I believe. So there's a few other people that we know that are involved, just not sure where. So hopefully they will tell us where.
Right.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy that it's coming together. It seems like it's smoother than before. I think every year it's going to get easier for you, not harder, we hope.
Yes.
And
But I think it may get bigger though too. More locations. I actually feel like there is going to be more than the 100.
Well, here's
or
a
maybe
couple.
Even
I,
more
I think this was our challenge this year because we had limited time and we had a brand new website, which is extraordinary. I don't know and what happens is this year, if you go to largestghosthunt.com, if you go there and it says read about the haunted properties, and you can actually click on that and get a little idea of the history and the haunts of that place. That's an element that was never there before. People had no idea about these places. So there's a new place in Gettysburg that I'm not sure if folks know too much about it, the Haunted Trails. That place is on fire with haunts. And it was one of the three places that we got an apparition caught on film last year. And they caught an actual soldier down in the cellar. Very, 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 very impressionable. But people don't know about this place yet because it's a relatively new spot. So if they go to Largest Ghost Hunt and they see the trails of Gettysburg, they click on that and it says find out history about the haunts and history of this place. They click it and they will be able to read it. And some of these places have not been heard of. And I think there's nothing sexier than a virgin paranormal haunted location. What about you guys?
I agree with you.
Sounds like that one.
I like how you said it because I literally was just going, man, that place looks sexy right here. And I was talking about the Canton Palace Theater. We're on the website right now looking in the location. And this is fantastic. You have them listed alphabetically. And it's just beautiful. It is really.
Oh, there's the Haldeman.
It's Haldeman Mansion. It's beautiful how these are set up. I love the pictures. These are actually fantastic. fantastic. This looks amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet, my son. You're so sweet.
It really does. I have to say, it looks so much better than last year's. It really
yeah.
does.
Bill,
yeah,
the,
he worked hard. Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah, Bill,
there was the location there. I think it was the, I can't remember now. He did that location last year, and I can't even think about it. But you passed it, and that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
do you want me to go back?
No,
You're too fast.
Yeah. Old South Pittsburgh.
Old South Funeral Home. That one sounds
Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God, is that place sexy. This thing is... Oh, my God. And they're doing two sites. So they're doing the... yes! In the same town, and they're like a half mile apart from each other, but the same group investigating that. And it's the old Alton jail. Oh, my God, I'm so bad. Here I am.
Are you talking about the hospital?
No. Well, the hospital is there. No. The Old South Pittsburgh is there. Absolutely. No. That's new. They're new for us, and I'm really thrilled about that.
funeral home.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about, is the Old South funeral. But there's another location that they're doing two of them.
Yeah, there's another one. It's the old. Oh gosh, here, I'm gonna get on there. It starts with old because they're all old. You know that, right?
No.
It would be in Mississippi.
Yeah. Oh, right here it is.
Yes.
The Old Pella Jail.
Yes, there you go. Brand new. That one, absolutely. That is as virgin of a haunted property as the industry has seen. They announced they're starting this just a couple of weeks ago. And, now they're going to kill me for saying this. Okay, I hope they're not listening. Do you think they're listening?
I don't know.
Okay. And we'll deny it, right? We'll deny it if they ask us. But I heard that in one of the closets in that old jail, the remains of a body are still in there, and it's locked.
Oh.
And
wow.
No
oh
one
goodness.
Can get the key. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you talk about sexy. Now, a dead body in a closet for years is very sexy.
What is all that?
I'm trying to get it. You have to actually click it all.
What?
Hang on a second. We're trying.
Okay.
There's
okay.
some weird stuff going on the computer screen.
Oh, why not? Why not? Why not?
Pop-ups. Like, I don't understand it. So can you, with the new website, are you able to put more than the 150 on that we saw last year?
Oh, I could put 2,000. Yeah, I could put 2,000. I could put 3,000. Yes. And now with the new website. But again, the reason I can go on and do more and recruit more to come on in. But I don't have enough time for 150.
Right. Oh, no, I bet. I bet.
But next year, if I start in January, I can probably double it, and I probably will, you know. But then I won't be entertaining a production team for 4 months before they pull off the rug. Because Maria has learned her lesson, you know. Show me the beef before we do anything, you know. Yeah, we've got a lot of wonderful places. Yeah, yeah. The Gunther Hotel is another place, and I don't know if you saw that in Maryland. Yeah. That's a brand new place. The Hotel Gunther in Maryland, and there's so many new ones. Florida has a phenomenal. The Riddle House is coming back to Florida, and that was a wonderful thing. It's a town in Palmyra that you're familiar with, right? The Palmyra Museums,
and they've got
all their three museums are, they did it last year, they're doing it again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then there's a hotel, Defoniac, and they're out of the Defoniac Springs in Florida. That's their. This is a very naughty from the 1920s hotel, full of mafia, full of, you know, all the speakeasy stuff. That will prove to be a very incredible contribution to this year. And I've got to, you know, give kudos to Hotel Defoniac, and it's Hotel DEFUN Defoniac, and they're in Defoniac Springs, Florida, and that's their first time. So I wish I could name them all. Should I just go ahead and start reading them out? No, I'm only kidding, Murray.
This is so much
There's
fun.
The Lord Baltimore Hotel right there. That's the one that Bill Reap did last year, I think.
Oh, Bill Reap did Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
And he's back there. Yes, the Lord Baltimore, they were one of my first registrations. They are so – and they don't even keep the money. You know what they do is they take it and they do a donation to a wonderful nonprofit organization, because they're lucky. They get a lot of, their hotel on the market is well supported by visitors and the community. So instead of all they want is just to be part of this beautiful world that we're putting there, and they're very proud of their ghosts. So they're not ashamed of it.
Hopefully next year we'll be able to get those other. There's two locations that I wanted to bring. I sent you the list on the one which was the America's Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Would love to get that involved for next year, 2020. And then I'm working on the owners of the famous Avon Inn.
Really?
And then we would actually investigate it ourselves.
Awesome.
And then we would actually be a part of it.
Oh, what a fun thing to do. That's pretty sexy too. Yeah.
200-year-old building. Yes. People like Catherine Hepburn stay there. The Ford stay there. I mean, there were so many different famous people that were in this location that.
I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Oh, my God.
So. That's where we did Parafest the first year.
The first couple of years. Yeah.
Two or three.
Yeah. So bringing the world's largest ghost hunt there would be amazing.
This will be my four out
of So I'm getting, Cindy, you have to help me with this one, because I'm sitting right now in a 120-year-old house in Florida. And it is spirited. But regardless, I'm getting, all of a sudden the lights are coming and going, and they've done it like 10 shots of coming and going. The whole lights come off and come back on, go on, come back on. I'm surprised I'm still talking to you, because, you know, normally it affects phone calls.
Well, honey, you talk about the house we're in, and literally I'm like, holy crap. I literally started getting.
Do you hear it?
I literally
started. Do you feel it?
Stuff that was going on in there.
Yes, and it's funny, because I do believe that. I think the spirits are hearing what we're talking about. We're mentioning all these beautiful properties. We're giving them life, just talking about them, and they're responding.
Can I ask a question though? Because I hear heavy boots. Right now in my head, do you understand if I'm hearing heavy boots like on the floor?
I don't have my boots on. Is that what you're asking? I'm only kidding.
No.
Is that some of the
here. The things I experience here, not so much boots. It's just, they're more lighter than that. It's a physician that owned his house, and he was the very first person in Ocala, Florida, to own a horse's carriage. So he was a mongrel and a really cool guy, and he's very active in his house. But I'm not sure if I've ever heard boots, but yeah.
Okay, I have something else coming up, and it seems very strange to me because, I mean, I don't know where you live, but I keep, mm-hmm. like, I don't know that you're near water per se, but I keep seeing, like, mm-hmm. an old seaman, like, an old, like, mm-hmm. a guy that would live in a lighthouse or something like that, or mm-hmm. that sounds so weird to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle, yeah, north central Florida. So it could have been that, you know, there was a, you're not the first person to say or reflect that there was a seaman attached to this property. So a light worker also shared that with me a long time ago. I had quite forgotten about that, but it's funny you should say that because that's the same vision she had. So yeah, it could well be. Another light worker, when I first moved to this house, when she toured, she said, "I see an old seaman," and the same thing like with your experience.
I literally feel like he has on like a yellow rubber jacket, like the consummate look of a weathered old man, and like the big rubber boot kind of things. That could be the boots that I hear though too. That makes sense to me. But also like the rubber jacket kind of thing, like raincoat. That's so interesting. Interesting that another light worker told you about him as well. So because I was like, this seems so out of place, like that I'm seeing this guy.
Well,
yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting is that this is the fourth year for this.
It's super awesome.
I know.
You just needed to have the attention again. It's fine, Teddy.
Is that what it was? I needed the attention? No, I was gonna drink the water.
No. I like your place. I feel like, there's a woman that just popped in too for me. Okay, so I see a woman and I see a long dress for her. Oh, but I also see a young girl too with a longer dress too. They're both in period dresses.
Yeah. And there's two ladies here that fit what you're saying. Yes. So, but I really believe that the light's going off and on for some reason has more of an impact than my residential spirits. I think it's a sign from all the spirits that we're talking about, all the places we're mentioning. And I really feel like, you know, that's the surge. I'm telling you, it happened like 7 or 8 times. It would just, you know, turn on, turn back on. And, you know, and it's the whole house that was doing this, you know, and there's no reason, right? This never happens.
I have to tell you, Maria, that some of our latecomers that are on here that just popped on the chatter, she must have come on when you were talking about Virgin, because she was like, Virgin?
Yeah.
See, I know how to sell the haunted. the next hashtag for World Legends Go is Home of the Virgin Phantoms, you know.
Okay, Kathy DeGraw says, Maria, have you ever been to Ohio?
I live, my new home is in Ohio. And actually, I have to give myself a little kudos. I haven't started selling tickets yet. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. But I'm going to put our house on the World's Largest Ghost Hunt as the headquarters for Haunted Journeys. Our house in Ohio, Hamilton, Ohio, is 150 years old, and that place rocks. That's one of two places that I have seen a full apparition, and everyone in the area knows. Former residents there have come to my house and said, "I want to tell you about your house." I go, "I know." So it's extremely beautifully spirited. So we're very excited. So ask your friend what part of Ohio she is in, and there's a few places
and the World's Largest Ghost Hunt that in Ohio.
Yeah, I did see that. We saw that there's a few different places in Ohio, and they look cool as hell. I was just telling Teddy when I was looking through the locations, I'm like, wow, look
at
this place.
Yeah, thanks for looking at me when I was yawning, by the way. I mean,
me?
Yeah.
Did she give you an evil eye?
So you know I yawn all the time, and you're just telling me that you're
yeah,
yawning.
See, now you're yawning.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm
so
very...
I have three in my hometown. I have three properties in my hometown of Hamilton, Ohio. I've got the beautiful, beautiful old carriage, German village carriage house that is the I live in German Village in Hamilton, Ohio. Mm. And German Village is the oldest settlement in the metropolis of Hamilton, Ohio, which is 20 miles north of Cincinnati. But I've got that. I've got the Butler County Historical Society. That place is sold out. That's basically all those tickets are sold out because they're known for their haunts there. And, of
nice.
Course, we have our place is called the Good House, owned by Dr. Good. So we call it the Good House. And that one, tickets will probably go for that one up later this week. So, yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, it's important. These little towns, they need this, right? They need this.
Right, right. Okay, guys, so we have about 15 minutes left before the show. And so, yeah, don't just ignore that. So
yeah,
about 15 minutes or so. Hey, it's okay. If we go over a little bit, I'm not worried. So if
yeah.
you guys want to call in, ask Maria directly
absolutely.
Your questions, you can. It's right at the
always...
bottom of the screen. It's 323-642-1102. Right underneath where it says paratalkradio.com
That's
is the phone
number.
It says studio number. Feel free to call that, and then we can get your questions to Maria, and she can answer them directly to you. And
also, can I request something?
Sure.
Do you mind if I request something, Ted? If any of the property or their team members are listening, I want them to come on and let them know about their place. Would that be awesome?
Oh yeah.
Sure. If any of the teams are listening and they want to pop on, please feel free to call.
Absolutely.
323-642-1102.
Yeah, we had Bradley up here. So, Brad, if you want to come on and talk about it, because, man, it sounded amazing what you were saying in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they have TV crews coming.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. I would love to hear from him, too.
Okay, you got a call here.
Okay, where is it? There it is.
All right, go ahead, caller. Who do we have? Kathy?
Well, who do you think you have?
Yeah.
We have Kathy.
She's not afraid to call.
I like that Kathy has balls.
No way. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to share a story with Maria because it's in Ohio. Okay. Maria, can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. Okay, quite a number of years ago, okay, when my children were younger, like in their preteens, I was having some issues, so I decided to jump in the family vehicle and take a ride. Now, normally, I just ride around in the general location of where I would live, but this particular evening, I decided I needed to go farther out, okay? Now, mind you, my kids were with me, but they were sleeping in the back seat. So, anyway, I'm cruising along in Ohio. I have no freaking clue where I'm at, other than I know that it's farmland country. So, anyway, I noticed this house, and it's an empty house. And I pull up into the first part of the driveway, because it was a long driveway, to get back to the house. And granted, it was in the evening, like the sun was setting already. And so, you know, and I parked there just for a minute to kind of gather my thoughts and whatnot. And I happened to look up at the house. Now, mind you, this is an old farmhouse type thing. I noticed that the house was empty, completely empty. And from the looks of it, it had been empty for a very long time. Okay. And so I thought, oh, well, you know, if I didn't have the kids with me, I would want to go in and investigate. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I sat there for a while and just kind of let my imagination run with me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so when I realized how late it was getting and my kids needed to be at home in bed, I said, all right, I need to get out of here. I need to get back home. They need to get to bed, blah, 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 blah. As I'm backing out of the driveway, I look back up at the house to, you know, just kind of say goodbye to it kind of thing, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I noticed the front door was open on the house, which was odd because it was an empty house. But at the same time, it wasn't odd. I don't know if that makes sense. But anyway, mm-hmm. I said, oh, that's cool. That's a big invite for me to want to come in there and look around, but I can't. I got the kids. And I noticed a chandelier, like, right inside the door. And it was on. I kid you not, it was on. And I thought, well, that's odd. Mm-hmm. This house, is, from the looks of it, has been empty for quite a long time. There's nobody around, nothing. You know what I mean? So I finished backing out of the driveway, and as I started to pull away, I looked back up again. The lights were off.
What?
Yes, I kid you not. And I tried to go back later in the week to find that place. I couldn't find it.
What?
So you couldn't find it because it didn't just disappear. You just couldn't find it. You don't remember how you got there?
I think what it is that I didn't completely memorize the roads that I took the night this happened. So maybe that had a lot to do with it. But for some reason, I could not find that house anymore.
Wow.
And I really wanted to go back and check it out. That's why I was asking if you were from Ohio, if maybe you had checked out any places in Ohio.
Oh, my goodness. Ohio is, I don't know what about Ohio. I think it's a double O, and then you add a B to it, it's a boo. Ohio is crazy haunted. And I still remember when I was moving from Florida to Ohio, and everybody says, you're crazy. And Brian Cano said to me, you know, you're going to one of the hottest spots in the country for the haunted. And I go, really? And not only are there a lot of, and I think this is a big reason Ohio is so spooky, is because Ohio also embraces the metaphysical, you know, the haunted and the paranormal, et cetera. They love They love it. They sheriff it. They're not ashamed of it. You know, you can't ask people in Alabama to cherish their haunts. They just don't dig it, you know. You know,
exactly.
they'll put a rosary around your neck and send you away. But Ohio is different. Ohio just, they love mm-hmm. their haunts, and they love their tales.
Yeah.
And I think it's part of the reason why the spirits here feel very comfortable coming out. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's a great story, Kathy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, we have another caller here. So, unfortunately, Kathy, we got to let you go and then
okay,
go on.
Have
to
the... Bye, Kathy. Thank you.
All right. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Do, 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 do. All right, let's see if we can get this person on now. Hey,
right.
Hi, caller. Who is this?
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Wendy.
Wendy?
Yes.
Hi.
Wendy Conover.
Wendy Conover. Hi, guys. I'm Maria.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for coming.
Hi, Christina.
You know, I'll support you whenever I can do.
All right. So what's your question or what would you like to talk about?
Talk about your location maybe?
Absolutely. I was commenting on the Facebook feed. I'm actually with Haldeman Mansion this year.
Oh, with Haldeman?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing Haldeman. And we're super excited about it again this year.
That's fantastic. We love Haldeman.
And I wonder why. Tell us why, Wendy. Besides being a wonderful location, who's going to be part of your ghost hunting team?
Look at you, Maria. You're so excited for us. We actually have Chris Smith from Tennessee Wraith Chasers with us this year.
Nice.
And we're going, we're excited about it. We have a few vendors coming out. We're planning a couple of workshops, some giveaways. Just trying to give it a really good shot this year for Haddleman.
That's awesome. I wish they were going to.
And your tickets have been off the charts selling. I mean, you guys have done so well, and I'm real proud of them. And Wendy is icon. How dedication sells in an event. You know, because that's hard, isn't it, Wendy? Especially in the fall when there's so much competition, so many events.
Oh my gosh, it is craziness. But Maria, you've been such an inspiration and a help with all of that. Without your help, I would have been still probably drowning in, oh my God, what do we do now? Because, you know, as far as paranormal groups, we're still kind of a baby group, but we're meeting some fantastic people, and the networking and the support of the paranormal community has been amazing. And I just wanted to give a shout out. Thank you. You guys have been awesome. And, you know, you giving us space later on in October is amazing.
Well, we hope that the team can take advantage of it and call.
Absolutely.
You know, we really do.
I mean, that's the part that was hard last year. Is we didn't have as many people calling in from the teams as we wanted to.
Yeah, but it was still interesting, the stories that they did.
It was so cool, the stories that they had. Ernie and Dave both had called in that last year.
Bill Rape called in.
Yep, he sure did.
There was quite a few. So we're hoping.
I mean, I can't wait that we have that month lag and
Make it is so much better for all the teams to come. And I hope they take advantage of it because it's really going to be fun.
It really is, yes.
Well, we'll certainly be encouraging everybody I can. And I actually dragged Amanda from Gettysburg Haunted Trail. Said, hey, you're on the radio. So you'll be.
We sure are.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll be, as soon as I find out, I'll shout it out.
There you go.
And you know, Wendy, this is the third year for Haldeman, correct?
Second year for us.
Yes. Third year total for Haldeman. And when I first met Laura, her place was kind of out there, but it wasn't solid. And it's become such an incredible place, so well known. And, you know, we hope that it continues. You know, I know they've got different leadership. And so we want to support this big, big deal with, you know, the Haldeman this year, because whatever success they get from this World's Largest Ghost Hunt at the Haldeman will keep this place alive for the paranormal community
going forward.
Is that correct? Yeah.
I believe so. And that is our hope, that we can show them that it can continue to be a good source of funding for them.
Right.
To keep the history alive from our end, too.
Yeah, Wendy, that's one of the things that I was so sad to hear that Haldeman was going to stop their paranormal program. But I really do think that it's a pretty good moneymaker for them. You know,
and the location itself is just amazing.
It's
beautiful. And, you know, I think that
so much history.
When a place like that reaches out to the community, you get your ups and downs, and some people don't want to help out. But we know that because of history, your paranormal teams are so into the history.
We are.
And locations like that they're willing to step up when nobody else will, and I don't care what location it is. You know, if you get a paranormal team that loves the place, they're going to support it 110% all the time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We have a local historical society down here that we do everything we can for. In fact, today I got notice that we had a article done on us in a local paper, which was flattering and surprising, but it really was a good article, and it brought attention to the museum and hopefully to the board about everything it can be for them.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Dave and Ernie have always pushed the Haldeman Mansion. They've always,
yes.
They did their kid paranormal stuff there. They, you know, with training, you know, young kids.
Yes.
And, you know, it's always been in their, they love the place. So to hear that it may be closing or may not allow paranormal teams back there again, it's a sad, sad thing. But we're hoping.
Yeah, it really is.
This will keep it alive.
I would love to be able to go to the Haldeman Mansion at least this last time if I could, but I don't know if I'd be able to make it.
Right.
Because we're not going to say last, are we, Wendy? No more. We're gonna keep it alive. And we were sharing this conversation, Wendy, just today, how we need to go out there and say enough of these folks that have these starved historical sites. They're starving for funding, and they just will not allow the spirits to help them raise money for their properties. Spirits that want a property to be saved will speak and will interact and will bring people over, and it becomes a beautiful thing. It's not a spooky thing. It's a beautiful thing, and we just got to change people's minds, and that's definitely one of my goals with the World's Largest Ghost Hunt and with Haunted Journeys, is that, you know, for those that want to survive their properties, they need to consider the haunted tourism as a opportunity to raise money.
Right, right.
Absolutely. So I told the one president of the board here, is you don't even have to believe it, but it will make you money.
Right.
It'll bring in the revenue you need to keep the lights on.
Exactly. It's sad that that's what they need to hear, is the money part, instead of preserving the history to the haunted. I mean, it's a little bit sad, but
absolutely. But we are so super excited about this year, and we are so grateful for everything Maria's done and folks like you at Paratalk that helped get the word out there. Y'all are amazing.
Thank you.
I am going to say goodnight.
Thank you
so much.
And you know what?
You're welcome.
Good positive vibes for Haldeman to continue their paranormal program because I think it's amazing. So I'm going to send some good vibes and positivity to Haldeman for that.
Yeah, and guys, feel free to share this live feed when it's all said and done. So, I mean, if you share it, then more people will be aware of what's happening, especially for Haldeman. Hopefully it'll get to them. And say, hey, you have to understand there's a lot more people around the world here that are interested in saving the Haldeman than just the people right there in its own hometown.
Beautiful. Right. And if you're in
I will be sharing away.
If you're in Pennsylvania, go see the Haldeman Mansion.
Yeah.
Go get a ticket and go do the ghost hunt with them. It's amazing.
But trust me, once you get to that location, you'll be with you won't be disappointed, and you'll be wild, because it isn't just an old building. It's history.
It is history.
And like we always say, you place your hand on a building that's been around for such a long time. If those walls could talk,
listen, I saw what those walls up in Haldeman. I mean, I'm not even talking about the summer home. I'm talking about the room upstairs in the back, I believe. Well, I think it's to the front. I don't remember. It's where servants were, I believe. So that was cray cray to me.
That's just a great location.
I want to just plug our little motto for Haunted Journeys, because this is so true. And I've shared this with you guys in the past. And it's on every one of our banners, the long elongated. If you look on the bottom, it says, the motto, a haunting is history wishing to be heard. And that's, I get chills every time I say that because it's so true.
But it is true.
So true. But also, you know, I think that, there's things that are going on where they think that their time is still going on and they think we are the trespassers.
Right.
So, I mean, we have to remember that time is not linear, that it's all occurring at the same time. So when we get those little breaks and see each other, it's crazy. So they're seeing the future. We are seeing the past. So
For me, I mean, this whole thing with the world's largest ghost hunt, I mean, people go, oh, you know, big deal, we're world's largest ghost hunt. Let me tell you something about this
event.
That's
pretty amazing, though.
Yeah, well, first off, yes, just in itself.
Right.
Being
that,
something so large that goes across the world.
That's right, that Maria can get all of these daggum teams, all of these daggum places.
Without their egos, without their egos, they're there for one purpose, right?
Yes,
so that's amazing in itself. And then there's more. I mean, Maria is responsible for Ghost Hunting Day as well. I mean, she filed for that to be a real day, you know.
That's
listed.
Amazing.
And on top of that, you're talking about locations that are 100, 200, 300, 400 years old.
1,000 years old sometimes.
Yeah, and these are locations that need to be here for our children, our children's children. And, you know,
could you imagine getting some of those castles in Europe?
We threw a poll up before we went live. There is a poll out there.
Okay.
For this, it says, where out of the three locations would you like to go investigate? Mm-hmm. So there is a poll. They just have to look for it.
Ooh,
it is out there.
Go do it.
I love it.
One of the locations is the Queen Mary.
Oh, shoot.
Second location is Dracula's Castle.
Yeah, baby.
And the third location, John, would you mind? You know this better than I. The third location is?
I don't know. What did you put on there?
What you told me.
Teotihuacan?
Yeah. So it's the Aztec ruins.
Oh, shoot. Now you just made me messed up.
In Mexico.
Oh, crud.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get those three for 2020. Is that what you're telling me? Should we just try to get those three properties for 2020?
Heck yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
That would be
fantastic.
Who wants to go to the Aztecs with me?
I'm there. I'm with you. Let's go. Let's go, Maria.
Okay, let's go. Let's just drop everything. Let's start now. Oh, that's fun.
That's a long walk.
That is a long walk.
Yeah.
We're going to get this going.
But I'm just thinking that, and we put it out there because we really wanted to see, like for myself, I'm so much into the history of these locations as in, you know, you really do. I don't care who you are. It's kind of like a farmer when he goes out and tills the land.
Yeah.
And he finds things.
Yeah.
Like arrowheads or old watches or buttons or whatever.
Body.
Okay, maybe a body. But anyways, you know, it's kind of the same thing. As the of the land, you're actually walking on a piece of property that has been around for several hundred years.
Thousands,
that,
millions.
Yeah, that,
it's
that,
been here.
That has energy, that has it's experienced love, it's experienced hate, it's experienced
war
or just there's so much that it's experienced, and the energy is there, and you just have to be willing to allow it to come into you and say, hey, this is important, this location is amazing.
When we were all one continent, this earth landmass was still here. It may have changed in looks and where the location is currently, but it's still all the same land. It's just like if you take something, here's my ring. You take my ring, and some people can read the energy from my ring. I have been one of those people that can do that.
Yep.
But, I mean, we've talked about this. You put your hands on a structure that has been there. You can't help but feel something.
Mm-hmm. London.
London.
I keep going. I want to go to London.
We want to go to London so badly.
Yes, we do. So.
Heck, did you see the tavern in London?
Yeah,
that's coming on the Viaduct Tavern. Oh my God!
For the world's largest ghost hunt, they had a couple.
Yeah,
of locations.
The Viaduct Tavern. Yeah, and then this old hotel also. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's my point. I mean, you don't have to be anything special, but you can definitely support the history of the locations. You can help keep it alive, and
mm-hmm.
I think just simply going there and saying, "Hey, this is a cool old joint," you know. I mean,
there are some places here especially in the New England states, you can find places that are from the 1600s or 1700s that have been built.
Yeah,
that's 200 years.
Yeah,
it's plus 200
right.
plus years of time.
Why do you think people hug these really big trees? Because they've been around forever.
Because I'm a tree hugger. I have pictures of me. John took the pictures for me, so he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm a tree hugger. Ellie.
Ellie. You, Ellie, that's my neighbor. Yeah. That's my right across the street from me.
Oh, yes, Ellie.
That's Ellie, yeah.
Yes.
I love Ellie.
I like Ellie, too. She's a cool chick.
Yes, she is. But, you know,
adorable.
It's
hi, Helen. Queen Mary, Long Beach, California. She grew up there.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So you guys, if you haven't taken the poll, make sure you do that because next week.
Take your poll.
Next week we'll.
Heather's been to the Queen Mary.
There you go. So next week we will talk about what location got the most hits out of the three.
I know. I can't wait
to see.
Oh,
so,
I want to hear that. That's something I want to hear. That's wonderful.
Time,
that's absolutely wonderful.
First location is the Queen Mary. The second location, second location is Dracula's Castle in
Transylvania.
The third location.
You know what's a great idea? I don't know if and Ted, you and I have to. If Dracula's Castle stays up there, it would be a fun thing to bring of the top three, bring representatives about that area. And to talk about it.
You have?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, he's been to Dracula's
no,
Castle.
No,
I've been
I have not been to.
Well, hold on a minute.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, John.
Yeah.
When I was out on tour with a bunch of bands, we were playing up in Romania.
My God, John.
The venue that we were performing at was 10 kilometers from Vlad the Impaler's adult castle, the one up on the top of the
hill.
Yes, I have goosebumps all over my body.
So after we finished the show, we took the tour bus and drove around it so you could see it up there. Not that you could see anything in the dark, but there it is. And then 2.5 kilometers later, you go down this other road and you can go past the castle that he grew up in.
Wow.
What?
And so we did that. That was part of our thing on our way down through Bulgaria and onto Saloniki, Greece.
Wow, that is amazing.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Yeah, fun times.
Wow. Awesome.
There you go, Maria. I guess we're all going.
Right.
well, let's go there. Actually, I know a fella, and I don't think he is listening tonight, but we can get him to come out to your show next week and talk about Dracula's Castle because he runs a tour twice a year there, every year.
Awesome.
What?
So,
he runs a tour there twice a year?
Maybe we should give him his own
show. He runs a tour. I'm serious. I'll ask him. His name is Charles Rosane, and I don't know if he's listening, but if you are, Charles, call and tell us about the Dracula Castle. But, I'm sure that I can ask him to call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what I was thinking was that we still have some dates open in October. Maybe we could set it up with him where he would be able to call in and would talk to us for an hour or 2 hours. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I will get him for you. He does a lot of trips. There's one that he's doing to Haunted Cuba, and I'm thinking about doing that one in November. Mm-hmm. Haunted Cuba.
I'm going to hit you ride in Mariah's back pocket. I'm going to hitch a ride.
Okay.
She can just take me wherever she wants.
I got a big back pocket, so you can fit all of you.
All right, guys. Now here, it's getting to that time. So if you guys have any more questions, let's get them, like, right now.
Yeah, because it's after 10 o'clock.
It is. It's like quarter after. We have enjoyed our conversation
had
with Maria.
So much fun.
It was fun. It was fun.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You are so amazing. I don't know how amazing how you don't know how amazing you are, because you have this energy, you have this passion, you have this.
Can I just
this
have
love,
like,
you know?
Can I have just like a quarter of Maria's motivation and intention?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
We all have it. We all have it. I just have a spirit guide that pushes me beyond belief to get this done, but we all have it. And that's what we all collectively have to collaborate and put it out there.
How is your husband doing, by the way?
Pardon me?
How is your husband
doing? He's doing good. Bob is doing good. Yeah, he's in Ohio. I'm in Florida packing up because we just sold the house here and moving up to Ohio. So I'm here packing up and bringing up the last few items up to our home, permanent home in Ohio. So he's doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. And if I can do two, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
You're going from warm where it snows. Do you realize this?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Cindy.
So you're going from warmth to where it snows. Are you aware of this, Maria?
What insanity is that? I mean, and people my age, they start flocking south, right? And I'm no. It's part of my insanity. I figured nobody will know where I'm at because there's not too many people that go up there in the wintertime, so I'll be behind. Yeah, it's because it's haunted Ohio, and it's Bob's family lives from Cincinnati, and we decided to co up and be with our family. So yeah.
Well, Maria, if you have anything else that you wanna say, so feel
something.
Free to.
I do. I wanna two things that I wanna say, if I may. Three things.
Okay.
Number one, if you're interested, and still there's about 30 slots left. Now, once Canada invades, I can't guarantee how many slots there'll be left over. But as of today, there's about 30 slots available out of the 100. So we're 2/3 filled.
Okay.
The registration is going to end whatever comes first, the 100 or August 30th. So between those two, whatever comes first is when we call it off. So if you're interested in being a part, having a team be a part, if you're haunted location, you know, this is where you come to life for a while. Go to largestghosthunt.com. I'm also going to ask all the folks to please go to largestghosthunt.com and look at the listings. Support anything close to you, I beg you. They keep 100% of the event money that is raised, 100% for the preservation of their building in most cases. So again, largestghosthunt.com, you'll find a listing and you'll see a map. So for those that don't like lists, they can go on the map and say, what's near me? And they'll find it there. And then number three, I want to thank you guys for all the support, and I'm just choked with emotion of how beautiful you guys are. And thank you for all you do for not just us, but for everyone. And it's running a radio show is extremely hard work. It's hard work. And you talk about me being a hard worker. You guys do this every single week. It's amazing. And the people that you've made a difference to. I don't have to go through it, the list, but every show you have has purpose. and has good purpose. And I want to thank you for doing that.
That means a lot.
That
thank
does.
You.
Teddy, I want to tell everybody how much you put into this blood, sweat, and tears. I mean,
yes.
We saw Teddy
yes.
get upset earlier, but he really has, him and John have done a lot of work to get this radio show, this network, WFLE-DB Radio. It's blood, sweat, and tears, and it's a love. So you guys, thank you so much, Maria, for bringing that up. Listen, I'm just the beauty here.
I thought I was a sexy beauty.
Yes. and but you add that element of feminist softness, you know, maybe that's the poor word.
Oh, you
chose the word, but so we agree. It's a well-rounded, very good, cool show, and it's a voice that we depend on every week. So we talk about keeping the Haldeman alive. I want to keep Parrot Talk Radio alive and support it any way that we can.
Well, anybody that wants to, I mean, you guys are all welcome to go to our Facebook page and share us, do a comment, give us their 5 stars, whatever you want to do. You're able to do that. That helps us know that you love us and you want us to stay here.
Yes.
Also, please make sure you go to worldlargestghosthunt.com and follow what's happening on September 28th. And we will be here October 28th talking with
the groups
from investigating in the locations, because we want to be able to share that with you guys.
Yes.
And that's what Paratalk Radio likes to, but we like to think that we bring you guys stuff that you can't hear anywhere else, to be honest.
Absolutely. Even if it's,
we want to share.
Yeah. We like to share.
And
so I do have one last question. Heather says, will Maria be at Winter Parafest?
She was invited last year, but she got hung up.
Florida, I think.
Yeah, she got hung up.
It was horrible. I felt so, so bad. And Bonnie did a tremendous work with doing the whole shtick. And that was wonderful. She did a great job. And I really want to try to do it this year. And I think we shared the logistics of what happened, why I was able to go. But I think we're going to be in better position next year to almost, you know, if I can't make it at the last minute, I know who to call. But the representation, the bottom line is that the world's largest ghost hunt was part of the Parafest. The Winter Parafest. And that, to me, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be me. It could be whatever. Bonnie. It could be anyone.
We would love to have you.
We would love to have you, definitely.
I would be very proud and honored. And I will give it my damnedest to be there. Absolutely.
Besides, you got to get a picture with Bigfoot like the rest of us did last year.
That alone is an incentive.
Well, I do want to wish you well and safe travels back up to Ohio and happy packing the house up. Mourn if you need to mourn for your house in Florida.
Yes.
And I'll send good vibes and positivity to you.
And just know that, Maria, I love you. I adore you. We at Paratalk Radio love you. And we are always here for you and the world's largest ghost hunt.
Absolutely. We love
you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you guys.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
You guys, that is Maria Geister Schmidt from the world's largest ghost hunt.
God, we love her.
Going from Florida to Ohio. And she's going to be closer now, which is great. And you guys, make sure that you check out World's Largest Ghost Hunt on
Do it.
Online. So you can pretty much put it in any Google search and find it, which
yes.
It's amazing. And some of the old pictures and locations, you can still find that stuff online. I did a real quick search earlier before we actually came live. And if you have a location that you want to get on there, you still have time.
Still have time. August 30th is the deadline. Please do it.
Yep. Get involved. And if ever you need to get a hold, just get a hold of us. We can set you up with Maria or some other way of getting a hold of them if you've missed that. We can figure that out.
And Maria said that all the money goes 100% right to that
location.
So please, even if you can't get to one of the locations, pick a location. For example, Haldeman Mansion. Go buy a ticket. It goes right to them.
If you can't go, just buy the ticket.
Right. I mean, even if you can't go, it's not that much money. If you have to forego Big Macs or Starbucks for a little bit.
Yeah.
John, I'm talking to you about the Starbucks.
Not a chance. I wouldn't make it here.
But you can
true.
Make it anywhere.
That's true, though, because John doesn't sleep much.
I know. That's true.
We need to get
that's
John
true.
Sleeping.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Hey,
for
Rick Wade.
Hey,
Rick. For coming on.
So thank you, everyone, for joining
thank
us here. What has he got down
he
at the bottom?
Rick said, join me and Stephen Doogie McDougal at the old jail and sheriff's house.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it's fantastic.
Cool.
He's one of them that's doing the, we talked about
it earlier. Yeah, so Rick, make sure that October 28th, you guys call in here so that we can get you on the radio with us to talk about that location and what happened. So October 28th, guys.
Yeah.
So let's make sure that gets passed around. There'll be a flyer up or a post pretty soon. You can take and share it anywhere and everywhere. Robert White from Australia, make sure that you're sharing that with all the other locations in Australia as well, because we know you're on here.
If you can get to one, Robert, that would be awesome.
Yes, please support it. If you can get there, that would be great.
Yeah.
I guess we're good to go here. So much love to everybody, and thank you so much for joining us here. We just want to tell you guys that it's very important to us, and it's very important to people like Maria that we keep the world's largest ghost hunt going
live
and the locations
and
going.
30 positions available.
Yeah,
30
positions,
locations.
30 positions. What was that book? The Kama Sutra? So, anyways.
30 locations available.
We had to get one
spots.
Little naughty thing in there before we leave. I'm sorry about that.
That was me. I'm sorry. I started
I'm sorry.
It.
All right.
I
so, guys, don't forget. Next Monday.
Monday.
All I could think of is that damn camel. What
the
day
camel.
Is it? You know, the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday.
We have my buddy Russell Ryan from... We have Russell Ryan coming from the podcast, the Unbelievers podcast. We had talked about this last week. He's going to be joining us maybe with some of his friends, and we're just going to have a great sit down and talk about the paranormal and the shows and what's happening around the world as well. It's just going to be awesome. So guys, thank you so much for joining us at Paratalk Radio one more time. We love you. And don't forget, wherever there is darkness, there is always
the
light.
Rick Wade.
Thank you for listening to Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy. Catch us next Monday for another fantastic guest. Please check out our show as well as others on the WLFE DB Radio Network. And remember, like, follow, and share with everyone.
Join us at WLFE-DB.com for upcoming shows and so much more.